Someone tweeted this yesterday. We're way off the rails. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry to everybody, including our listeners here. But someone tweeted yesterday that a kangaroo is just a deer that went to prison and worked out every day. All right. I digress.
So the Steelers.
Yes, Jeff, the Steelers. So the injury report comes out yesterday. 13 players listed on this thing. And Najee Harris with a DNP after being spotted in a sling, even though Mike Tomlin says nothing to worry about. So, Jeff, scale of 1 to 10. I live in my fears. How much should I be worrying about this here?
Yeah, Tomlin's definitive that Najee was ready to rock and roll on Sunday. Now, he was officially listed as out for rest. And a number of those guys, the veteran, mostly veteran guys, were given the day off to rest. So, or were limited because of rest. So I guess we'll see today whether Najee, it's not like Najee has to practice all week. And if he is dealing with something, some kind of shoulder, whatever it might be, I think rest makes a lot of sense because they would need him out there on Sunday. But I think we'll find out more tomorrow. We don't know. Again, when we asked Tomlin, he didn't seem to have concerns about it. Didn't want to talk about anybody else who might be called up to take that position. So I don't think we'll obviously see Jaylen Warren, but Najee is, I think, still in play. And who would have thought that Cordero Patterson would be could potentially be your lead back in, what, week four?
That's incredible. I mean, I thought he was going to be used, but not as much as he's possibly going to be used this week. Jeff, I believe that Isaac Seumalo practiced yesterday. Don't know if he's going to play in the game, but if he doesn't, is Mason McCormick going to be the starter at left guard, or are they going to do the rotation thing that they did last week with he and Spencer Anderson?
So it's almost like college guys where they're leaving the door open and having battles during the week, and that's what's going on at left guard. Now, I'd say this about Seumalo. He did more than he's done since the pectoral injury. Still limited, still not a full practice participant. Again, he might need a day of full practice, and then they could put him back out there. We'll see how the other 2 days go. I mean, pectoral injuries normally take a little bit of time, but he was able to do more, able to use his hands, do some things in practice, so they feel better there. But I think it either will be a rotation or a game time decision with both those guys. But I thought Mason did some nice things for his first NFL action, and now it's kind of intriguing. Okay, now that he got that out of the way, what could he do in game two? Because I think when they drafted him, the thought in the back of your mind was, all right, they didn't re-sign James Daniels. He's going to move over to the right side at least next year and be the starter there.
Jeff, we've seen a lot of talk both ways on Justin Fields. They don't trust him yet, or they love him. They're incredibly optimistic. Based on your insight, rate the level of excitement the Steelers have in that coach, that staff room, the front office, about the way Justin Fields is playing. 1 to 10.
Well, I'll first add this, Pat. You walk through that locker room, those guys love him. He doesn't say a lot, but he's earned their respect. Like, those guys will battle for him, and it's his work ethic, the way he handles himself, that he doesn't get, you know, two up, two down. He was cool in these pressure situations. They really appreciate that. As for the coaching staff, it seems like they're starting to trust him a little bit more with what they're doing with the game plan. And, I mean, he was fairly accurate. Forced a pass that ended up being intercepted. But he made some throws. That out to Scotty Miller, that's an NFL throw. That deep throw that was called back, that he threw on the run, was one of the prettiest throws I've seen in a long time. The guy has the talent, and I think they're starting, if he continues, and who knows how long he'll continue, but if he continues to make these smart decisions, they're going to allow more and more of the playbook. But I think they're gaining trust in what Justin can do.
Do we think we're going to see Roman Wilson this week? Like, I'm trying to equate it to Faltanu. They obviously are super enamored with Faltanu and how fast he was picking things up. But it took him, 2 weeks of practice in the regular season. So we're not quite there, even if he participates in full every day this week with Roman.
I thought there was a good chance we would see him last week, and they only dressed four receivers. This week they're facing an Indy team that is last in the AFC in rush defense. So does that mean that they want to continue to pile up and, you know, really augment that advantage, or do they want to put in another receiver, especially since they use Patterson as a fifth receiver? well, Patterson's going to be a running back this week. So I think there's a chance. I think there's a pretty good chance we'll see Roman Wilson. I mean, the health is there now. He's out there practicing like any other player. He might be able to make an impact with this team. I think it's about time that you start that. But it's typical Tomlin thing where he's like dangling that carrot out for a rookie. And Wilson, he's kind of seeing like, will this kid continue to work? Even if he doesn't dress that first game, and he's continued to work.
Jeff, speaking of receiver, it's been reported that the Steelers are monitoring the receiver market. Do you think in the next month that they acquire or trade for a receiver? And if they do, who might that be?
I think they are monitoring. I know, and I think Dorn, you had said, and I heard other people about Adam Thielen being, and then of course injury happens. Yeah. I don't know who that might be because I don't know which teams might dangle different receivers, but they're not going to say it publicly because they don't want to disparage the guys in that room. But I think it's pretty obvious that they're looking for at least some more competition in that receiver room. So I would expect them to be aggressive in looking at what's out there. Thankfully, I think with this trade deadline pushed back, they've got a little bit more time.
Jeff, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again on Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, a good story up right now on 93.7thefan.com. Mason McCormick, what he said of his first NFL action. So check that out. Like I said, 93.7thefan.com. You mentioned reports about the Steelers being interested in a wide receiver. So you had Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN say the Steelers are sniffing around. Jerry Dulac yesterday in his chat was asked on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard are the Steelers going to be pursuing Davante Adams? And he said 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Uke Watch 2.0, baby! Let's go! Adams Watch! Throw a hashtag on that sucker!
Man, if they get him. Whew.
Yeah, that's legit.
Yep.
Let's go!
He's better than Ayuk.
Yep.
Okay.
1,000%.
Okay.
1,000%.
Hold
You're
up.
Absolutely right.
Wait a sec.
He is.